Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. Thank you for joining me. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week about the captain and his army. And just as God told his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until they receive power from on high, the Holy Spirit, at Pentecost, what we call Pentecost, so God is going to send a fire of revival to our world, I believe, before the end. And it's going to be the greatest revival we've ever seen. Why? Because God is merciful. He knows the time of the end. He knows when Jesus is going to return. And so lives that have been shipwrecked are going to be whole once and for all. Loved ones are going to begin to change and realize that they're lost and need to change. They need God. And the Holy Spirit conviction is going to set in their hearts because of your faithfulness and your faithful prayers. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as waters cover the sea. This nation has been on a road of self-destruction for a long time. Our nation is in serious trouble. Noah Webster made this statement once: the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all our civil constitutions and laws. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, from crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceeds from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. That was a quote from Noah Webster, who did the original work to compile, and the original one, I have one, I forget what year it is, but it's very thick. And he who compiled basically our Webster's dictionary, he made this statement that we as a culture, as a people, get into problems when we despise or neglect the precepts contained in the Bible. America and the church, we have to have a new revival. The church needs it. We need to be stirred out of our complacency. America, as a nation, we've lost her way spiritually. And in many cases, those, they may attend church, but they're basically fat and lazy while hell burns around them. Beloved, it's different in other nations of the world. There's a price to pay. People are being tortured, persecuted, martyred for the cause of Christ. But the sparks of God's fire of revival are beginning to be seen. Those who preach only doom and gloom are suddenly saying there's hope for America. There's a new wave of revival that is coming. Beloved, worshipers will move from praise, which is wonderful. We're entering into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, to be thankful unto him and to bless his name. But there's a place in worship. It's high warfare praise, from the worship that reaches to the very throne of God, and prophetic worship. We're going to enter into, if you will, the Holy of Holies in worship. And as we do that, being transformed by the power of God, we're going to come out with fresh power to subdue the forces of darkness in our realm of authority, which is here on this earth, to pray for the nations, to pray for those in authority, to pray for families and loved ones, to pray for a revival, deliverance from the power of the enemy. The church, beloved, is being empowered again to bring in the harvest. Those who have been weak and fearful and frightened and desolate in Zion, in the church, we're beginning to hear the wind of revival blowing. It's happened. It's happened over the years. There's been periods of time, even in our nation, where there's been like the Great Awakening, the revivals that began to spark and stir the growth of the spiritual growth of the people who were living at that time. And as revival is beginning to take place, it's beginning to feel the fuel igniting that fire, the Holy Ghost in fire. Remember, we used to sing that old chorus, "Is Keeping Me Alive." Well, that it's the fire of the Holy Ghost, just as they experienced on Pentecost. The disciples, the body of Christ, is coming together. We're understanding the mind and the will of God. That, praise God, that valley of dead bones the prophet saw, it's beginning to move. Everything coming together, joint upon joint, and then the Lord caused flesh to come upon the bones. Beloved, there's a mighty noise, if you can hear it in the Spirit, being heard in the land. The kind of noise that only the Lord can make. There's a roar that's beginning to be heard on the earth. The Lord will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Hosea 11 and 10 says, "He will roar like a lion." He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, of course. He's from the tribe of Judah, which means praise. In fact, my name, Judith, it comes from Yada, Judah, which means praise. When he roars, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, then his sons shall come trembling from the west. Praise God. Jesus is not only the Lamb of God, beloved. And remember when John had that vision, he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He saw a lamb as it had been slain. That was representing Jesus. But beloved, he's also the mighty Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lion of Judah, beloved, has begun to roar against the spiritual forces of darkness. As we call out to the Lord, he hears our prayer and he releases legions of angels to fight in the heavenlies for us. He is moving back the forces of darkness and bringing in those who hear the call and the cry of the Spirit. And this mighty roar of the Lion, of the captain of the host, is increasing in volume. It's increasing in power, beloved, through this new army of spiritual warriors. No matter what your age is, no matter how deeply you've fallen, if you've been backslid, he's calling the backslider home. He's calling those who are lost and undone to hear the good news of the gospel before it's everlastingly too late. Listen closely. Can you hear the sound? The sound coming from the mountain, the Mount of Zion? It's a roar of praise. It's a roar of worship, and as well as warfare. And the King, the Lord of hosts, is riding, and he's riding upon the wings of the morning, if you will. He's riding on the sound of our praises, and he's ascending to the heavenlies. He's bringing our prayer requests before the Father. He ever lives to make intercession for us. And the God himself is casting down evil principalities and powers. And those forces that would keep men in bondage, those that would, the forces, demonic forces of the enemy that keep them, the spirit of deception, the spirit of bondage, oppression, depression, spirit of suicide, God is coming against, and he will deliver those. You know, none can come to Jesus unless the Father draw him. So the Father knows those that are his, the good seed and the evil seed that the devil has sown in the earth. And so the strength and the prowess of the Lion of the tribe of Judah is being revealed through his church, through his body, through the saints of God who are alive in this day. And beloved, there's like a warrior generation of saints that are hearing the call of the Spirit. They're singing a new song, and they have the high praises in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Earlier this week, I shared Psalm 140:49, they have the sword of the Spirit in their hands. Why? To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments on the people. Praise God. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Beloved, it's a privilege to partner with our God, to decree the works of his hands, to see the gospel preached, to do whatever we can. You might say, well, Sister Glass, I'm old and up in years and I can't get out much. Beloved, there's no greater ministry than that of intercession. Why? I mean, if that's what Jesus is doing now, don't you think there's no higher calling? Praise God. So, beloved, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I just like to close in prayer and ask God to do his mighty work that only he can do. Father, you've heard every word of what we've shared together this week. And Father, we are impotent in ourselves. God, it is you making us desiring to do your will. You've put our law in our hearts. We delight to do your will, God. You've called us for such a time as this. And we ask for your empowering, the empowering of the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost, and those disciples were the men and women that were gathered there, were they were turned into mighty people, mighty saints of valor that spread the gospel of the kingdom to the four corners of the earth. And so, Father, thank you that you will do this in our lives, that you will do whatever you desire to do in our hearts, our lives, and that we will be obedient no matter what, how our age, whatever our station in life, and you will use us to display the unveiled Christ, the Christ of Revelation, he who has all power in heaven and earth, the vision that John saw of the risen Christ as he recorded in the book of Revelations. We ask you to grant this, Lord, and we pray this according to your will and according to the mighty name of Jesus. And those that are listening all said amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, it's been a blessing to share the word of the Lord with you this week. And I'll continue to pray for you as I always do. My partners, my radio family, I pray for you every day. And the Spirit's moving on you to write. I ask that you obey his prompting because he has a reason for it. Thank you for joining me. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. Is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.